The future of Industry City in some doubt. The developers are threatening to pull their rezoning application. Joining us on the newsline, Councilman Donovan Richards. This project, for those who might not be familiar with it, a hefty investment, pre-pandemic, never mind now. So what's at issue here?
Listen, this is 20,000 jobs that can go towards communities that have certainly been impacted the most by COVID-19. When you talk about an economy, when you talk about unemployment at the levels they are, the historic levels they are, we have a greater responsibility to our constituencies to ensure that we are providing them upward mobility during a time when they need to put food on the table, when they need to pay their rent, when we need places for our young people to go so that we can decrease the violence in many of these communities. So there's a lot at stake here. And one of the things I'm always cautious in saying is, you know, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. And this is a real opportunity now during a time when our city needs it.
We've seen this cry for balanced development where it benefits not just the developers, but also the community it's in. Is enough being done on that end?
Well, there's more work that needs to be done. And certainly the things around tying real percentages of the jobs, commitments to local residents is critical, making sure that there's community centers and community places that people can go to. Those are all things that can be worked out through this plan. But when you talk about manufacturing, when we've seen such a decrease of that activity in our city, this is a real opportunity to create skilled labor, to build community, to ensure people who are on food lines right now have an opportunity to get a job and to be able to continuously put food on the table. That's what's at stake here.
And what kind of message do you think it sends if rezoning doesn't go through?
Well, I think it sends a bad message to everyday New Yorkers during a time when, you know, New Yorkers certainly are cynical of their government. We've seen the way government has failed when it's come to COVID-19. We've seen Washington's inaction. To take 20,000 jobs off the table would be irresponsible and, quite frankly, would be a dereliction of our duties during a period when our constituents have sent us here to resolve a lot of these issues. So we have work to do, no doubt. I want to support the local community in any way I can through this application and through this process if it moves through the council to make sure it's the strongest that it can be and that communities could see the benefits. But this is 20,000 jobs. We've seen this play out before in the past. Our city can certainly use $100 million in tax revenue during a time when Washington, D.C. is showing inaction towards providing us the next stimulus bill that could pump money into our economy, into our small businesses, into our schools, into our public housing. So we have a greater mission, and that mission should be to make sure that the people's vision is first.
That's Councilman Donovan Richards on the Newsline. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.